much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled by the task before us.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
What is the CBS policy? Is that word bleeped or not?
You can say virtually anything.
Okay.
PETA, that's it. I asked you to stop this and you didn't listen to me. I'm sorry, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC. They will clean up all your talking in a manner such as this. They will make you take a tinkle when you wanna take a...
And they'll make you call fellatio a trouser-friendly kiss.
Here's the blame situation. There's no negotiation with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
And now...
Yep, with a capital C.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Brand new program for Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up the phone and give us a call for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number toll-free to get on the air. I'm a little sick, by the way.
You sound
sick. You sound sick. Yeah.
I know. I did not feel good this weekend, but I'll get through. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to give us a call. And I particularly want to hear from you if you were at that David King of Mexico event yesterday. He was doing, what was it, some sort of a Red Bull competition, some sort of a...
Yeah, it was the Flutog in Long Beach, which is like a homemade airplane flying competition. Essentially.
Yeah, he was a judge.
Yeah.
Oh, and, that's right.
And Dave's story is, I got the second most amount of applause. And I would like verification of that report.
Yeah, I'd like to know who the other judges are. And exactly. Then I would like somebody else to call in and verify. I agree.
But I did read that there were over 100,000 people down there for that event.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
It's huge, yeah. So I'm sure we have at least one that was there. So give us a call, 1-800-520-1067.
This is what it would be like if Bean were a guy. His voice.
Oh, is this you making fun of how my voice normally sounds?
If Bean were a dude.
This is you making fun of the timbre of my voice?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Here's a great story. Here's an F you to the world right here. This guy can go straight to hell. A wheelchair did not stop one dogged canine from climbing Mount Washington in New Hampshire over the weekend.
Oh.
This guy has a 4-year-old dog who was hit by a car as a puppy and has a wheelchair. Drags around one of those little deals on the back that has the little wheels on it because she's got no back legs, right?
Right.
Now, don't you look at your dog if that's you and go, wow, you've had a rough life. I'm going to let you sit on the couch.
Right, of course.
Do you make that dog climb a mountain?
No. No,
you
do
don't,
not.
Right?
No, that dog pretty much has lived enough and loved enough and just let it sit and watch TV if it wants. Or whatever it wants to do.
This is the first disabled dog to scale the highest peak in the northeastern United States. She just kept at it, said Lucy's owner, Courtney Dunning. She was very determined. It blew my mind. I had no idea she had it in her. Well, you shouldn't have been out there forcing her to do it.
How does she know she was very determined and all that? Unless, was she dragging her behind her? The dog doesn't know it's supposed to go to the top of that mountain. It doesn't know that's the goal.
I guess the dog followed them. They went to the top of the mountain. The dog, struggling to keep up, pulling himself along or herself along on her little front legs.
That's terrible.
It's so sad, right? Apparently, it was being filmed for an organization called HandicappedPets.com. What's going on? What's happening here?
All right, is this a video for other pets to see so they know that they too can
pets,
do things they didn't think they could?
Neither the rocky terrain nor the steep slope deterred Lucy on the 6-hour climb. Dunning, a marathon runner, said she prepared Lucy all summer, training her on nearby mountains.
This poor dog.
Is this one of the saddest things you've ever heard? I know we're supposed to be, all ooh and ah and, oh, isn't that a great dog? But that's not fun for that dog, is it?
I doubt it.
Because it doesn't have a choice.
The dog is dragging a wheelchair behind it up a mountain.
Yeah.
That is not sexy.
That does not seem good.
It's not sexy, right?
But then can the dog just ride it down, though? Is that's probably fun. Put your front feet up and just ride it down the mountain?
I don't know.
Dunning said she would not rule out any more mountain escapades for the steadfast pooch.
Oh, for God's sake, it's done enough.
Unless the pooch figures out a way to kill you, eat you, and then escape, which is what I'm hoping will happen. But anyway, there's your F you to the world right there.
All right, time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do?
nephew. So,
what it do? What it do, nephew?
Got an actual great prize for you today for getting on the air with us. It's a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. Now with that King Kong in 3D, which, by the way, by all accounts, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just great. And you get a chance to see that. So 1-800-520-1067. Did we get somebody from the Flutog?
We did.
Yeah. Let's try Steven on line 3.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
You were at the Flutog, huh?
Yeah, I was over at the Flutog in Long Beach. It was a great time. Great time.
And
describe for folks who did not see much about it what these vehicles are like. What are they trying to do?
Well, they make floats out of paper mache and all these other materials, and they jump off the pier and they try to fly as far as they can. Most of them epically fail and just bomb into the water, but
of course.
It's a great time.
And did you see Dave the King of Mexico there?
I did see Dave the King of Mexico. He was one of the judges along with Ryan Sheckler and some other D-list celebrities. But,
right.
He was very cynical with his judging, giving out threes and fours.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dave.
Threes and fours out of what?
10? What, sorry? 10.
Yeah.
Threes and fours out of 10.
No, I gave about 2 threes. That was about it. I judged based on either crash or flight. There was a lot of crashes. Weren't very good.
Yeah.
But there was some that were spectacular.
So you're saying a crash has to be
good.
Extreme to get a good score?
I gave a 10 to the Coast Guard, who their craft did a flip.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then they brought a real copter and, you know, saved somebody. So it was awesome, you know.
All right.
Wow.
that was the highlight.
But they're cheating, aren't they? They have a real good helicopter.
Sort of. But
come on now.
Yeah.
Dave, who was the other judge that got, the only other judge that got more applause than you?
Cheech Marin.
Oh, Cheech deserves more than you.
Well, yeah, he was awesome.
You know why? Mexican?
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying you got more applause than Ryan Sheckler?
Yeah, surprising.
Nope.
No, surprising. I mean, the guy jumped off the ramp on his skateboard.
And
it was awesome.
No one cared?
Yeah, I guess no one cared. He was like, hey, all right.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Steven.
I do too.
Is that true, Steven?
Is that true?
That is actually true.
Wait a minute. Sheckler jumped off
the
pier
awesome.
On a skateboard.
Not only that, did like a 360 off of it. It was awesome. And it was like, hey,
was he followed by a little dog with a wheelchair? Because that would have been something.
Steven, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try John real quick. He's on line one. He has a late-breaking story for us. Hi, John. Thanks for calling. What'd it do?
What'd it do, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, I got some interesting news. I was watching, you know, Discovery Health Channel, and they have this show. It's a new show called Strange Sex. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be what I wanted it to be, but it that flipped to it. You can't resist. And they have this person on there with this disorder that a lot of women have. It's called persistent genital arousal disorder. And these women have to, like, pleasure themselves up to 50 times a day.
50?
Dude.
You know, could you get, like, one of these girls on the show?
Yes.
And, like, ring the bell every time that they have to, you know, pleasure themselves?
Listen now. John is talking.
I know. Hey, I saw a show 50 times a day. Get him on the show.
Your screener told me to hurry it up, you know. So.
I like
that. No, you did. You did perfectly. I would love to talk to somebody like that. I saw that Strange Sex show was on, and I was going to tape it. There were several episodes in a row on over the weekend, but I, for whatever reason, I did not. Now I wish I had. But
I couldn't resist, you know.
That's a good. It's a good tip, man. Thanks. We will. We'll put out the message and see if we can find somebody.
We saw them on Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew. There were people that could not go out of the house, men and women, because they just couldn't stop. Bizarre.
Yeah.
It's not the worst disorder in the world, I'll tell you that.
Well, you would certainly think that there would be worse.
Yeah.
I guess. I think
although, by the time you get to time 40, I don't know, maybe you're...
I think it does stink because you're taking something that's great and is good for a human being and turning it into something really kind of bad.
Yeah.
After orgasm 50 in a day, I mean, that's not fun anymore.
No, but
you know,
you're
like, at least
to continue.
Like a drug and alcohol problem, that's already bad to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that already damages you.
Right.
With that, you're taking something that's great and ruining it.
Yeah.
It's like overeating to the point of gluttony, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got time for one more. Which one you want?
Let's do Oscar. I want to make you happy. Hey, Oscar.
What'd it do, Kevin and Beans? It's the May.
What'd it do?
What'd it do?
All right, so I was watching the Raiders play yesterday, and you know what? They are going to be good this year. Instead of playing for the first overall draft pick this year, they're going to be playing for the second overall draft pick.
So you're saying they're going to throw the season so that they can get a high draft pick?
No, they just suck, period, man.
They just suck that bad. Wow.
Well, it's a little early, isn't it? I mean, isn't this the preseason is the time when all sports fans are supposed to believe that their team, this is the year they can go all the way? I mean, you can't judge too much on what you've seen so far, can you?
all I have to say is they're the Raiders.
Yeah, well,
they're all by Al Davis. And as soon and as long as that old wrinkly man owns the Raiders will suck.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know how to run that organization. And fans, I'm a Broncos fan, so Raiders suck.
There it is. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. I watched Brett Favre last night for his 5 minutes that he was in the game, by the way. And he just got shellacked. Yeah, he really got taken down and hard, which is probably not what you want when a guy's 65 years old out there playing football.
Yeah, I didn't know he was 65. That seems old.
Yeah,
he's 65.
It certainly does.
Wow.
It's a surprise to me, too.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I assume there's a nugget of a point buried in there.
Sure. Andrew Siciliano will be on the program today. Talking sports. Love him. We have a new internet sensation to introduce you to, my favorite new human being. His name is James W. Gregory Jr., and he's crazy.
Excellent.
The good news is you don't have to worry about following campaigns anymore because you've already got your write-in candidate for every office.
That's correct, yes. He is running for the presidency of the United States of America. Spencer Pratt is writing a tell-all book and might have a sex tape, if you believe the news.
Wow.
Oh.
Might be shopping a sex tape.
Interesting.
Yeah. We have LaQuisha talking about the Jersey Shore. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be giving away your chance to win a brand new car today as well.
Very cool.
So that's a little too much for the Kevin and Bean Show, but we try to pack it in. Okay. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 551.
The wild women, ripping and the tearing,
There you go, the ripping and the tearing. That's how you want to start your
week.
Too
much for Mike's delicate sensibilities. That's what he was saying. That's him.
I agree with Lisa. In our first 20 minutes on the air in a new week, we don't need Mike's porn reviews, right?
Not so much.
That's not necessary. Yeah. With the kind of graphic detail.
Just a little early. Can I finish my first cup of coffee,
please? It was too disturbing
for
me.
I didn't say
you
it was disturbing.
The manager of the Blue Waffle House, all of a sudden, he's found something. Oh, I'm offended. I was disturbed by that. Go F yourself.
I don't ever need to hear Mike say the word gape at all.
That is true for any reason.
Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Week, Showbiz News on a new week. What's going on, Ralph?
It's Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend. Not a big box office weekend. Not a lot of people going to the movies. Maybe they were at the beaches or they were sitting inside in air conditioning, because the number one movie of the week was once again Sylvester Stallone's The Expendables, but it only pulled in another $16.5 million to make it so.
Yeah.
So it was easy to be number one this weekend, inexplicably at number two. In a weekend that had Piranha 3D, by the way.
Yeah.
Still one of my favorite movies of the year.
Me too.
So entertaining.
It's
Vampire, Vampires Suck came in at number two. $12.2 million.
I don't know.
Shows you that Twitards will see anything that's even remotely related to Twihard. Or Twilight, rather.
My daughter saw that and came back and said it was terrible.
Really?
You should
it
punish
was one
her.
Of the worst you should punish her. How is she going to learn?
How is she going to learn?
No, she wasn't. How is she going to learn about how to make good life choices, Kevin, if you don't reinforce the negative?
Look at who her father is.
I know. It's true.
I learned on Mad Men last night that the way to handle a little girl who acts up like that is to threaten to cut her fingers off, Kevin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
First slap her in the face, then threaten to cut her fingers off.
That seems bad.
Yeah. Eat, Pray, Love was third at the box office, then Lottery Ticket and The Other Guys in your top five. Piranha 3D debuted at number six this weekend with $10 million in box office money.
That's not enough.
No, it's not. Nanny McPhee Returns, The Switch, Inception, Scott Pilgrim versus the World was number 10 at the box office.
I guess because there were five, as you mentioned Friday in the Showbiz Beat, there were five movies appealing to all different kind of groups. I guess there was it was really spread out this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you see Piranha 3D, Bean?
I didn't make it.
I can't wait to see my first 3D movie.
It's going
to
be
very
the best.
Exciting. Oh, I'm definitely going to check it out. I'm going there. I'll talk to you about Monday.
You're
about
not going to see it.
No, I will. I don't know why you say that. I'm going.
Every time you say that, you don't go.
No. This time I'm really going. I'm very excited.
In my defense, I did not leave the island this weekend, and we don't have those fancy 3D movie theaters on the island, so I was unable to see it from my house.
Can't you just project it up on the pine trees, wherever it is you have out there, and have a squirrel bring you some popcorn and just go in the nature theater?
I'll get to it. I'll see it.
Maybe it when they bring it to his house.
I'll get to it. I will see it. Maybe this week.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, speaking of popularity, this Jersey Shore thing, I heard you guys are going to talk to LaQuisha about it later today. Jersey Shore is bigger than ever. Thursday night's new show pulled in 5.5 million viewers, which was just as much as the top-ranked network show, NBC's America's Got Talent.
Yay!
How about that?
Wow.
Is 5.5 million viewers for a cable show.
That's a lot, right?
Massive.
Wow.
So,
there are heroes. Sure.
They really are. They're America's sweethearts. And once again, we've made a poor choice. Speaking of MTV and poor choices, it's been widely reported over the weekend, Spencer Pratt talking to the president of Vivid Entertainment. Reportedly, according to Steve Hirsch, the man who runs up Vivid, shopping a sex tape featuring himself and future ex-wife Heidi Montag.
No!
This is one of those rare cases where you hate the guy so much, it may impede your ability to enjoy the girl.
Nope. Heidi's got a sex tape I'm watching. She's finally done something of interest to me.
Something on film that's worth it?
Yes. Spencer bragged to Us Weekly saying he's looking forward to seeing his directorial debut.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I bet he talks all through it, too.
Oh, you know that. That is definitely a sound down tape. Congratulations to Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer, co-stars of True Blood. They got married Saturday at a beautiful sunset ceremony at a private home in Malibu, California. Apparently, Elijah Wood was there, friends with both of them, and Carrie Preston from True Blood. A lot of the cast was there, and it was a lovely event, and everyone seemed genuinely happy for them. Stephen Moyer was in a film I did a panel for at Comic-Con this year down in San Diego called That's Bad, but I can't think of that. It's about vampires.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Anyway, and Anna was backstage. I didn't expect to see her, but I'm assuming they had a True Blood panel there or something. And you have never seen two people more crazy about each other than those people. I really hope it works out for them because they both seem very nice.
I thought the werewolves were going to get her this last week. I really thought she was going down.
I think we were all worried about that, Kevin.
Oh.
Speaking of relationships, the rumors are apparently true. Miranda Kerr and Orlando Bloom are expecting their first child, which would explain why they rushed into marriage so quickly. Apparently, she's been trudging through some serious bouts of morning sickness, but they're both very excited about the upcoming baby. So, good for them.
They should have had Orlando carry it.
It's true.
Don't do that to Miranda Kerr. She's so hot.
He's probably got a bigger uterus. Wyclef Jean is officially out of the presidential race in Haiti.
No!
That guy's taking every story personally today.
Turns out there is a law in Haiti saying that any potential candidate for president must have lived in Haiti continuously for at least 5 years. The last 5 years before he runs for office. Wyclef, unfortunately, has not lived in Haiti for the past 5 years.
Hmm.
When asked, Wyclef said, "Why the F would anyone want to live in Haiti for 5 years?"
Was he going to be the president from here?
I think he would like to be remote president, yes.
So, America's the only country you can have a foreign president in. Everyone else says no.
No, he is American.
Stay out of the way, right?
Jeez.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we reported on Demi Lovato's birthday on Friday. She turned 18 years old.
Right.
Yes.
Now, usually
yes.
when you turn 18, you get a cool gift from your parents, right?
Sure.
Usually.
Sure.
She didn't. She gave a cool gift to her parents.
Oh, why does she have to show everyone up?
She bought them a house.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, she bought them a beautiful Mediterranean-style home outside Los Angeles, and she'll be living in the other house on the property. So, apparently, she'll be living in the guest house while her family resides in the main.
Huh.
You know, so she can sneak in the boys and the drugs. The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
That's right.
I don't think that's her speed.
Don't speak of her that way. What do you know about Demi Lovato?
Her good name.
She could be mainlining mayonnaise for all you know. And you go, look at her. She's on Disney.
I'm just saying we have not heard anything to suggest that is the case with Demi Lovato.
Hey, when I was watching The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, I thought, look at that cute, adorable little girl. Nothing but good could ever happen with her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airtight?
I'm disturbed by that.
Wasn't the porn
I expected. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kobe Bryant plays for a little team here in Los Angeles known as the Lakers. He celebrates his 32nd birthday today, as does Julian Casablancas of the Strokes. Scott Kahn, who is so funny on Entourage this season. You saw him in the Ocean's movie, and you will soon see him in the new Hawaii Five-0. He'll be playing Dano. Book him, Dano.
Yep.
I wonder if they say that on the new show. They
I
better.
They do.
They
sure
better.
They do.
He's 34 years old today. Ray Park of the Star Wars and X-Men movies is 36. Jay Moore, our buddy Jay Moore, celebrates his 40th birthday. Dean DeLeo of Stowe Temple Pilots is 49. Shelley Long, who was on Cheers for many years, she is 61 years old today, as is singer, actor, legend, god Rick Springfield celebrates his 61st birthday today. We got to get some Jesse's Girl on sometime.
Did he make the level of God?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just happened last year.
Didn't know that.
Didn't you vote?
No.
Well, get out to the ballots. That's what I
would
say.
I can't complain then.
That's right. Get out to the polls, people. I've said it my whole life. Get out to the God polls. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
A few minutes ago, Ralph was telling us about the unbelievable success. I know Jersey Shore was big last year. This year, it's crazy big, to the point where it's almost the number one show on television. Not cable, but television. We don't even watch it because LaQuisha does, and she reports back every week. Hey, LaQuisha, welcome back. How are you, my dear?
You are missing out.
Well, it sounds like we're being left in the dust. Everybody's watching this Jersey Shore this year.
Because he's great, that's why.
Yeah, well.
Well, you love stupid white people, though. This show is all about you.
Yes, and everybody should. There's nothing more entertaining than stupid white people.
That's true.
And this year, it's a great situation, no pun intended, because we got Ronnie, who used to go out with Sammy, and now they're like on again, off again in the house. Because
right.
Ronnie keeps, like, creeping with other girls at the clubs and then coming home and getting into bed with Sammy. And that's wrong.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. And even the situation thinks that's wrong. And if he is making moral judgments about you, you are going straight to hell.
Ronnie he's the president of the IAAF. That's our foundation. He's dogging his girl every day who he supposedly loves. And then an hour later, you're going to go sleep with your girl. Pretty much, Sam, you're getting punked.
Yeah, Sammy, you're getting punked. Ashton Kutcher going to come out of your closet with a camera and laugh at you. I'm not sure if that's what he means.
I don't think so.
Now, that's not the only love question going on in the house this season. Because Snooki, unlike last year, this year she's got a boyfriend at home.
Really?
That she's very much in love with.
There's a guy that likes her?
Oh, he's crazy about her.
What?
And they're in love, and it's so hard for them to be apart. She has to call him all the time. And I got a little snippet of a phone call the two of them had together, and you can see that this is a different Snooki this season. She's in love, and this guy loves her, and they really share something special.
Ew, what are you doing?
Hello?
What are you doing?
I can't hear you, man.
Go somewhere.
What are you yelling at me for? What the I can't hear you.
So go outside where you can hear me, dumbass.
No, I'm not going outside.
You're being
there's half-naked girls everywhere. Whatever. My team. You.
Nothing warms my heart more than a loving relationship.
Couldn't happen to a nicer girl.
I want to hear that call again.
So nice to hear her centered and settled down now.
I had no idea she was dating Victor Fuente.
How about that?
Hello.
But, yeah, she's having some troubles with a long-distance relationship, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And it's affecting her vision of the world.
Guys are douchebags, and I hate them all. They don't know how to deal with women, and I feel that's why the lesbian rate is going up in this country.
That is science.
That is science.
That's why okay. They're getting more lesbians than ever, because guys are all dumbasses. Now, here's the thing. I told you Ronnie and Sammy, they're having relationship problems, right? Because they used to go out.
Right.
Now, she says to him, I'm going to stay home tonight. What are you going to do? And he says, I thought I'd go out with the boys. And she's like, oh, okay, that's fine with me. But she didn't mean that. She wanted him to say, I want to stay home and cuddle with you, sweetheart. So she was testing him, and he failed.
It was like a test and
you know
fail.
What? I'm not in school. I'm not in school, okay? I don't like tests. That's why I didn't go to college. Don't test me, because I will fail majority of the time.
Stupidity is funny. It's funny to be stupid and not smart enough to go to college and have no life whatsoever. I'm glad he's happy about that. Now, the situation, he's got his own set of problems because he's in Miami, M-I-A.
Yeah, sure.
And he used to be in the hottest guy in Jersey, because that ain't hard. Because Jersey got some ugly-ass people in it.
Right.
But Miami, in the summertime, come on, all kinds of good-looking people are walking around. So he's going to step it up.
It's definitely a different look out here in Miami. And, you know, there's a lot of people out here in shape. So you need to be on your tip-top game with your GTL to stay FTD to get the girls to DTF in MIA. Say that five times.
Did Do it. Okay. Say it five times.
Rather not.
Say it.
Don't have to.
Can you translate for us, LaQuisha? I missed some of that.
Yes. You got to step up your GTL to stay FTD, fresh to death.
Sure.
Okay, fresh to death.
To get the girls to, I don't know, some sexual thing with three letters in it.
Right.
And then MIA, which is Miami.
Miami. Okay.
Shut up, situation.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy, as I mentioned, is being punked by Ronnie.
Right.
And her good girlfriend, Snooki and J-Wild, they feel sick about it because they know, but they're not telling her. Now, what do you think when your best girlfriend ain't telling you that your man's stepping out on you? They need to tell her somehow, but they don't want to get involved in the situation. Again, no pun intended. So what they come up with is a brilliant idea.
We'll go to a local place and we'll type an anonymous letter. That's a genius idea.
Yeah! Because if she gets a letter in the house, she'll never assume it was somebody in the house that wrote
right.
it.
Right,
she'll
exactly.
probably think it was some stranger who works at another hot dog stand or something who left her that letter about her boyfriend's behavior. Why are these people so stupid?
I don't know, but thank God, right?
Well, they start writing the letter, and Snooki's pretty pleased with how it's turning out.
The first night at bed, when you left crying, Ron made out with two girls and put his head in between a cocktail waitress's breasts.
We say like it's not breasts, so she probably won't even know it's us, hopefully.
See, it's the perfect crime.
Wow, that's code. Exactly.
Because they never say breasts. They always say the T word for breasts. So when she reads that, she'll never in a million years assume they could have written it.
So is this letter just going to turn up in their house and she's not going to know somebody else in the house delivered it?
They're going to put it in her underwear drawer.
Okay.
And they think because they don't sign it, she will never guess it came from someone in the house.
But they got into her underwear drawer.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are so excited when this letter is finished.
Snooki Bond. Mission accomplished.
No.
High five.
It's only halfway accomplished.
Okay.
You slip it in our drawer, and we wait.
Mission accomplished. Oh, wait, we have to give it to her. Hold on.
I haven't accomplished anything yet.
Not since George Bush was on an aircraft carrier has mission accomplished been used in a more wrong sense. Not accomplished whatsoever. So next week, or this week, I guess, Thursday night, we get to see her when she reads the letter in her underwear drawer.
And she's not going to have any idea where it came from.
I wonder what stranger could have written this and put it in my house without me knowing about it. How does a stranger know so much about my love life?
Unbelievable.
She's going to be confused.
Oh, I love them so much.
All right,
great
Dallas.
Work.
Thank you,
LaQuisha. Thank you, LaQuisha. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, on the phone. All right, before we go to Harvey, let's guess. Did he see Piranha 3D over the weekend? What does the room think?
Say no, because he's too busy.
That's a good all guess. Right. I'm going to say no because he's never going to see it.
I would agree with Lisa. I'm going to say no because he's way too smart. Hey, Harvey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Did you see Piranha 3D?
Okay, you guys are all wrong. I did not see, well, you were right that I didn't see it, but you're wrong that I will never see
yeah.
it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should. It's great.
I heard it. You know what? I'd want to see it.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I mean, my pastimes are reading about Abraham Lincoln and seeing Piranha 3D. That's kind of like what I like.
Sure.
That's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Well, Harvey, we always enjoy your time. We always appreciate it very much because we know how busy you are, particularly on Mondays after a long weekend filled with celebrity stories. TMZ.com was working overtime covering the potential Spencer and Heidi sex tape. Is it real? What's likely to happen?
Well, I got to tell you, I talked to him over the weekend.
To Spencer.
And I am not sure I understand what he said.
Do you think that's a good sign?
Not really. I don't know what's going on with him. However,
do you think he was trying to be coy or just hard to figure out, or do you think there's something really wrong with him?
Well, he's off the hinges.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I know he's in Costa Rica for sure. I know. We're going to put something up on the website that will show that she is too.
What?
Yeah. And he told this bizarre story. I mean, what he's saying to me, bottom line, is look, he's got these sex tapes. He said he's a sex freak. He's shot all these sex tapes with Heidi. He's got girl on girl with Heidi. He's got him and Heidi. He's got all sorts of Heidi. And he says that either she tears up the divorce papers and does a reality show with him, or he's going to release these sex tapes because he needs money. and that Spidey made him a millionaire, and now he doesn't have it anymore, and he wants to retain that, and he's just going to do it.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Can he release them if she doesn't agree to it?
No. Here's the thing, though. We know he's been in touch with Vivid Entertainment.
Right.
And the guy who owns Vivid Entertainment, Steve Hirsch, is a smart guy, and he knows this as well. Heidi is in Costa Rica. Now, Spencer told me this bizarre story that he went down there because he was returning two of their four dogs to her, and they needed a neutral place. Of course, Costa Rica, right?
What?
Where they would... where he would hand over the dogs, and then we kind of heard that they're staying together, but then he insisted that they weren't staying together,
and now
we have some pictures that maybe suggest that they were staying together, and whether she's in on this or not, I don't know, but there is definitely something going on with the tape.
These divorced papers that you reported are going to be come official, the divorce comes official on Valentine's Day 2011. Right. Is it possible that this whole thing has just been another Spidey hoax and that they're not really getting a divorce?
I've talked to her lawyer, and I don't think she would be making this thing up. I mean, she's definitely filed this. She's
okay.
definitely served him. He's definitely signed it. Now, does that mean they can't just sign it and basically tear it up? Of course they can do that. Now, I don't know. I mean, is it possible that they would do something like that? Is it beyond
yes.
what they would do?
No, it's not beyond what they would do.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Does Heidi need money as much as Spencer does to the point where maybe she might sign off on the release of these tapes because it'll make her millions?
It'll make her millions. I mean, Steve Hirsch is saying that this would sell. And ironically, guys, I mean, this is what's really interesting. Steve Hirsch is saying it would outsell the Kim Kardashian tape. But
he's the head of Vivid, right? That's who Steve Hirsch is.
He's the head of Vivid. However, right. he is saying that the tape with Heidi and Spencer would sell more than the tape with Carissa, the playmate, and Heidi.
Really?
That's a tough call, but I think because he's so hated,
right?
Maybe that's true. You know, maybe people would just the curiosity factor of the a-hole.
I think so.
Well, you guys are clearly the experts, so I will go with your marketing genius.
That is a sound down tape, though, as we were discussing a few minutes ago. Because you just know that Spencer would be given directions and yapping the whole time.
It would be so
oh, it really would be right. annoying.
You know, I was just thinking about how happy, initially when you said you were on the phone with Spencer Pratt over the weekend, I was a little bit surprised, but then I thought, how happy Spencer must be of all the people in the world to get a call from. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com would make him the happiest because he wants fame so badly, and you can give him that.
Well, okay, I gotta tell you something, I gotta be a little indelicate here.
Okay.
And I gotta ask somebody in the newsroom if I can tell you this, or can you just give me
sure,
five
of
seconds?
Course, sure, right. yeah, absolutely.
Did he change his alias in Costa Rica?
Yes. What's his alias? Let's get it.
I really want to tell you what this alias is. I just got to find out. Can you find Ryan Nauman? I just want to find out if he changed it. You know what? I got to make sure that he changed it because I don't want to borrow this. But if the alias is hilarious.
What would his alias be?
He's ridiculous.
Well, it was so funny because I had to call up with this stupid alias and I said, hey, it's Harvey. It was so funny. We can't find this guy. I think he's in the bathroom. And I don't want to do it unless I know.
Did he pick another person who's very famous, like a Brad Pitt or somebody like that?
Well, he picked a character that's really famous.
A cartoon character?
Oh, there you are.
Superman?
Did he change it? So, but is it gone? So he's not using it anymore.
Okay.
Say it. Say it.
Buenos Dias, could you connect me with James Bond?
Oh, God! Oh, man.
That's better than I could have thought.
He's such a giant in the house.
Oh, my God.
James Bond! Wow.
That's the
Keep
best
up
ever,
with
Harvey.
Everything going on in the wonderful world of Spidey. Great Lindsay Lohan stuff. So much good stuff at TMZ.com. And check your local listings for TMZ television. Harvey, God bless you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm at KevinandBean.com right now. They posted the video of the new car that Bo Bachman at the Galpin Group gave Annabelle Ward, the Kevin and Bean listener that was involved in that horrific accident that Ralph witnessed last year.
Right? Yes.
I've never seen Annabelle before. It's so weird to see her after talking to her on the phone for all this time and to see the look on her face when they pulled up with that car. Oh, my God. And she's got her little daughter there, and they're going after the car. Unbelievable video. You got to check it out. It's at KevinandBean.com. And thanks again to Bo and everybody at Galpin. It was unbelievably generous to do something like that, wasn't it?
Very cool.
Just great. All right. Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air. 323-520-AFRO. That is our number. 24 hours a day. You call us, leave a message, we play it back. What are people calling about today, dear I ask?
Man, I wish you guys still had Kevin and Bean's Party Machine. I'd like to request Rock You Like the Hurricane by the Swarpians.
Well, we love the Swarpians, too, and if we could still do the Party Machine, believe me, we would. But somehow, Mr. Weatherby doesn't think you enjoy it.
You know, Bean's new saying, which is...
What's up, Holmes?
That's what this person's calling about.
What's up, Holmes? With doo-doo on it.
All right. Oh, no. Come on, can we do one afro with no doo-doo? Come on.
Sure.
Hey, what's it do, nephew? With doo-doo on it.
That's fine.
You saying that might be too much?
I'm saying I'm over it.
All right, I have two words for you.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are the two words.
Okay.
That's
well, it. Well done.
Much that does not wash the taste out of your mouth.
There you
a little
go.
Bit.
This is a caller that's very upset. Apparently, that his number is not coming up on the wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Kevin Bean, this is a human face lamb in heaven. Why won't you talk to me?
That is the best intro call in a long time. We do keep, I mean, we spin the wheel. Look, we don't have any control over where it lands.
Right.
How do we know?
Yeah, so I vote that if Cleo doesn't come through with the jumping jacks again, you get to shave her head and her eyebrows. Who's with me? Who's with me?
Okay, first of all, there aren't enough cutting implements in the world to be able to shave her eyebrows.
Oh, stop it.
What? And second of all, Miss Cleo is raising money for the Avon Breast Walk. And I got an email over the weekend who says, I love boobies as much as the next guy, but I hate everything about Miss Cleo except for her boobs. Is there any way that I can donate to this worthy cause without her getting any credit for encouraging me to do so? So he's in a very tight spot. I don't even know what to recommend him.
I would imagine you could go to that site and donate, but...
Just donate and don't tag it to Miss Cleo somehow?
I guess. That seems odd, but...
Well, if you want to participate, you can make a donation also at KevinAndBean.com. Miss Cleo claims if she gets to what? Was it $2,000 she's trying to raise?
$2,000, yep.
If she gets $2,000, she will make good on the promise she once made to do jumping jacks for us.
50 of them, I think. So she owes us like 48.
Yes.
So we'll see if that happens. This next one is about Psycho Mike's tattoo. He said he would get one if it was funny enough and we paid for it.
Here's an idea for Psycho Mike's new tattoo. You know when Megan Fox bends over or wears a pair of low-ride jeans and she has that G-string showing? That's what Mike should get tatted on him. On the back of the G-string, it should say, totes. F you, Psycho Mike.
F you indeed.
You can get a tattoo of a bikini G-string on your ass.
I've seen that. There are guys who do that. It's very funny.
I blame Ralph Garman for this.
Hey, Ralph, you know, a bunch of us went up to Catalina Island last weekend. It was really, really cool. But before we went, I asked a friend of mine to come up with us because she just finished law school, and I thought it would be a really cool way to celebrate. But she couldn't make it because she was starting a new practice. Do you know what it was she said to me when I asked her why she couldn't go? She's finding all new clients. Ha! Hit it, Steve! She's finding all new clients! She's finding all new clients!
Wow. Guy is doing an entire radio program.
Come on, that was pretty good.
It was well done. He put a lot of effort into it.
I like that. And finally, a request.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. Can you guys play the Big Booty Bitches song?
I forgot about the Big Booty Bitches song.
Well, you know, since Big Booty Bitches came out, then Double Rainbow came out right after that, and then, you know, Run and Tell That, Homeboy came out, so it's easy to forget. They're coming fast and furious these days.
But that's this guy's complaint.
I've got the Double Rainbow song stuck in my head. Thanks.
How is that bad, first of all? It's my ringtone.
It's a great song.
And second of all, here's your instant request.
I got Big Booty Bitches, Big Big.
Ralph Garman is here. Another look at the showbiz beat on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday. Hey, Ralph. How was your weekend, by the way?
It was spectacular.
Do anything fun? Go to the Lost Auction?
I did not go to the Lost Auction.
Oh,
no.
Saw so many pictures from that. It was unbelievable.
My little girl, Livia, was baptized this weekend.
Oh. Wow.
So we got together with both sides of the family and had a big bash and introduced her to the Lord Jesus Christ.
They didn't let you in the church, though, did they?
I had to wear a special suit, like a hazmat suit. They They insulated me from the rest of the congregation as well as the building because they were afeared
like
of
the
what
Hurt
could
Locker
have
suit?
Happened. What would have gone in if I'd gone in unprotected? What could have happened to those around? They were worried about collateral damage more than anything else.
Yeah. It is weird that it was so sunny and hot everywhere, but in one spot in the valley there was lightning. I couldn't figure out what that was all about.
Was
I guess now I know.
Strange, but I was lucky to say I dodged the bolts.
Wow, good for you.
So,
all right. God, ha! I say.
Let's talk about your personal Lord and Savior, Sylvester Stallone. How was his weekend?
Well, as much as I'd like to let you dictate what's going on with the showbiz beat.
How about the movies?
I do have a giveaway to get to.
Oh,
before,
sorry. I'm
before
sorry.
I
you
get
usually
to the showbiz
lead with movies.
Ralph, is there
bad.
Someone down there at the end of the table?
Why do I even... Let's just let Bean do it. He's just
trying to help, Ralph.
I was trying to make a seamless transition.
Can't want
he's
more.
He's just trying to help.
Just to do it all.
In my defense, 99 times out of 100,
right.
You start with the movies at the beginning of the showbiz beat on a Monday.
In
that's what
defense,
I was counting on.
100 times out of 100, I know what I'm going to do with this segment.
That's
all
up,
I'm
Holmes?
Saying. That's all I'm saying.
How about those movies?
I've got tickets to give away.
Yeah, but the top 10 movies.
Speaking of movies,
what about that?
How's that for a seamless transition? If you'd like to see a special K-Rock, or Kevin and Bean, rather, advanced screening of a little film called Machete.
Oh,
yeah!
I can't wait.
I have got tickets. It's going to be a pretty cool event. You're going to see it actually on the 20th Century lot itself. You get to go to the movie lot to see the film. And by the way, we got to stop Dave the King of Mexico from saying, oh, I'd like to see Machete.
Of course
I want to see Machete.
That.
The one word he speaks like a Mexican. He picks Machete. Oh, it's going to be good. Machete's going to be... Stop saying that. It's Machete, of course, brought to you by Robert Rodriguez. If you saw the Grindhouse films...
Mm-hmm.
With Quentin Tarantino and Mr. Rodriguez, and then you saw the trailer for Machete, and of course we're all very excited by that.
It was a fake trailer at that point.
Right, and then it was got such a great reaction, they said, we have to make this movie.
But what was the number one movie of the weekend?
So anyway, I've got tickets to give away. We've wasted enough time. The first five callers who get through at 1-800-520-1067, that's the number. You'll get a pair of passes to attend a very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Machete.
Machete.
They called him Machete.
No, Machete.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
His name's Machete.
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 It's in Machete.
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 He knows the score.
Yes, he does.
He gets the women. Yeah. And he kills the bad guys.
Machete.
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 It's in Machete.
Machete.
All right.
It's in,
move on.
It's in theaters everywhere Friday, September 3rd. So you're going to see it well before everyone else, and you get to see it, talk to all your friends. Say, I already saw Machete.
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 It's Monday, which means... As you may have guessed by now.
What?
We take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office.
Oh, I didn't realize you did that.
See how they did over the weekend. Sylvester Stallone's a happy man. His movie, The Expendables, stays in the number one slot.
Machete.
Machete.
Hasn't come out yet.
$16.5 million made it number one. Not a big box office weekend, but good enough to make him number one. Vampires Suck came in at number two with $12.2 million. Then Eat, Pray, Love. Lottery Ticket. The Other Guys. That's your top five. Prada 3D came in at number six in its debut this week.
What's up with that, by the way?
That is unacceptable.
That's not good enough. That's a great movie. Those fish are hungry.
They
are not well fed.
We did, Kevin Smith and I did our first podcast Friday night at the Smod Castle.
Yes.
Bet you missed me.
And, oh, yeah. I wish Bean had come out and told me what to talk about before I started speaking. That would have been fun. So we were talking about the movies that were coming out this weekend, and... Piranha 3D got a huge roar of applause from the audience. No one else really, none of the other films, people didn't seem that concerned
about.
Those
are our peeps.
So I thought that for sure would be higher up than six.
I did too.
But only made $10 million, which made it six. Nanny McPhee Returns was seventh. Then The Switch, Inception, and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Over the weekend, the Emmys gave away their Creative Arts Awards, which are awards that go to people who, of course, create television shows, but they don't quite have... time to do them in the main presentation for the Emmys that they televise.
Thank God.
So they get together and they have a luncheon and they give out these awards. Now, you laugh. You say, thank God you wouldn't want to see it, but there's some of these awards you would like to see presented live on the Emmys.
Yeah.
Like outstanding guest performances, right?
Sure.
Outstanding voiceover performances for cartoons. You'd want to see that, right?
Mm, I don't know.
You would. You love Simpsons and Family Guy and all those shows?
Yeah, I would like to see that, except for it's, you know, it's already like 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
So let's take some away and put those in.
Let's take away some of the BS writing and costume awards and stuff and get more celebrities up there.
Fine with me.
For example, I would have liked to have seen John Lithgow accept his award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series for Dexter.
Absolutely.
How great was he as the Trinity Killer in Dexter?
Unbelievable.
Season 4. He was brilliant, and this is a well-deserved award. And I think John probably regrets the fact that he thanked everyone at HBO when he accepted the award.
It's not on HBO. Yeah,
no, it's actually on Showtime.
Wow.
There's that. So maybe that happened. Oh, I would have liked to have seen that. See, that's me.
Oops.
But we'll never see that because it's held at a luncheon on the weekend.
Did he catch that while he was doing it? Do you know?
I do not know. I have not heard the rest of the story, as they say. But best guest actress in a drama series was Anne Margaret for an episode of Law & Order SVU.
Okay, don't need to see that one.
I did not say. I'd like to see what Anne Margaret looks like these days. She used to be quite the hottie back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Best guest actor in a comedy series, Neil Patrick Harris won for his performance on Glee.
Omar's very happy.
He's very happy. He was good on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
He was. And best guest actress in a comedy series, Betty White, for her hosting of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, look at that.
How about that?
What was the number one movie over the weekend, Ralph?
Outstanding voiceover performance went to Anne Hathaway for her work on The Simpsons. She beat out the regular performers on The Simpsons. Dan Castellaneta and Julie Kavner and those people lost out to Anne Hathaway.
Hmm.
Best animated program was the Christmas special from Disney, Prep and Landing. I don't know if you saw that about the elves who were Santa's sort of advance team.
No.
Really entertaining show. It was
really?
It's one of my favorite Christmas shows of last year, absolutely. And congratulations to our buddy Seth Green, who won an Emmy for Outstanding Short Format Animated Program for Robot Chicken.
Great.
So congratulations to those people. Jeff Probst won again, of course, for Best Host in a Reality Show for his work on Survivor. He really is the best host.
He's
on
a great
television.
Host.
And you guys will be happy to know that Outstanding Commercial, you know they have a category for Outstanding Television Commercial?
Mm-hmm. I hope it's Bud Light.
No, sir. It is Your Man Could... The Man Your Man Could Smell Like, the Old Spice Body Wash commercial.
That's right.
Fantastic. Awesome.
With Mustafa Akhim Shahala. No, Isaiah Mustafa is his name.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, did the Amazing Race win Best Reality Series, or is that one they actually presented
that
the real Emmys?
That is an award they will actually give out the night that the Emmys are presented, so we'll have to wait and see. But I'm guessing yes.
I hope.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles basketball Lakers is 32 years old today. Julian Casablancas of the Strokes turns 32. Scott Kahn from Entourage and Ocean's 11, 12, 13, presumably a 14 if they make it. He is 34 years old today. Ray Park.
Something strange in the neighborhood.
Ray Parker Jr. This is Ray Park. Ray Park played Darth Maul in... Star Wars Episode 1. He was in the X-Men 3.
So it's not the same guy.
Play the Toad.
He's not the guy saying that.
No, it would be very different.
Okay.
He is 36 years old. Did I mention how much I enjoyed working with Kevin Smith on Friday night during the podcast when we did the showbiz news? Have I brought that up at
Does
all?
He interrupt you at all?
Not even a little bit. Not once. Jay Moore is 40 years old today. Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots is 49. Shelley Long from Cheers is 61 years old. Did you see her guest spot on Modern Family?
Yes.
Where she played Ed O'Neill's ex-wife, who's just insane. It's very entertaining.
That show's so great.
And a singer, actor, legend, god, personal hero of mine, Rick Springfield. Celebrating.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Play along with the charade. Maybe I'll just sing the whole song next time. Maybe I'll just do my own a cappella version of Jesse's Girl, because I do know it verbatim.
You can do that on stage.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Right now, though, speaking of sports, great story broke over the weekend with too many details missing. Big question mark over what kind of hazing was involved in this story.
Well, there's this St. Paul High School principal who suspended the coach who's been there for like 33 years, a high school coach of a football team because of hazing. It's the second year it's gone on.
Mm-hmm.
And we scoured the story for some kind of detail on what it was, because hazing could be anything from putting Bengay or Icy Hot on your jock, you know what I mean, like
right.
to shaving heads. What did you used to do, Psycho Mike?
Shaving heads is like the classic one. Forcing them to do something really embarrassing, like maybe run through the school in just their jock strap or so, kind of somewhat healthy
harmless.
And embarrassing stuff.
Right.
But I remember a couple years ago in Southern California here, there was also the story of like really brutal stuff. Do you guys remember they were like,
yes.
like sodomizing kids and
yeah.
it was like
yeah,
intense?
That was, that's, yeah, that's the – I mean you're supposed to do something that's embarrassing. You're not supposed to do something that's going to nearly kill someone.
They forced us to – when I was an eighth grader going – the summer before I became a freshman, I played in a summer baseball league which was comprised of mostly already active high school baseball players in my town, and they forced all of us incoming kids to chew tobacco. That all was right. like the thing, you know. So and half the kids vomited violently, yeah. and there
but
was,
that's good fun.
And the yeah. other half were addicted for life.
I was going to say the other kids were like me, and then chewed it for like eight to 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the news story. Let's see if we can get some details, and then we'll take your calls, especially if you know anything about the St. Paul scandal, St. Paul High School. This is the one where it happened because this coach has. I mean, a coach that's been there 33 years and is as successful as he is to be
something
suspended.
Bad.
Investigation.
It's not serious, yeah.
It's not shaving eyebrows, I'll tell you that. But let's see if we can find out anything from the news story.
The St. Paul High School varsity football team practiced today with only two members of their coaching staff. The rest, including legendary head coach Marion Ancich, remain on leave while the school investigates a hazing incident which allegedly took place Saturday in the varsity locker room.
What happened?
Incoming varsity players were allegedly forced to run a gauntlet while objects were thrown at them by returning varsity players. There were also complaints of paddling or spanking taking place.
What? That's it? They were having things thrown at them? Come on.
It doesn't sound... I mean, I guess it depends on what you're... If it's knives, I mean, I guess it depends on what's being thrown.
Well, I'm guessing they would mention knives, but the first thing that came to my mind was, you know...
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no. Really? That
yeah,
came to your
sure.
mind?
Well, yeah,
I would have never thought of that.
It's going to be bad.
It has to be bad, right?
No, otherwise. It doesn't. Because if it's, let's say, apples or something like that, and yeah, sure, it hurts and stuff, but this is just a sign of the times. And I feel like it probably wasn't something bad. It's just one parent who got really upset, and we live in a litigious society, and their little precious son came home crying or something because the big boys were picking on him, and now this poor guy's in a world of hurt. Now, there is a chance that it was maybe something bad. I don't know,
somebody was throwing feces. That possibility does exist.
Yeah. Now, this is a Catholic school, too. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they're more sensitive
that
than...
could be.
Than regular schools, but
well, lots of people get involved in school athletics. Lots of people are on receiving and doling out end of hazing. And we want to hear your stories at 1-800-520-1067. What kinds of things have you seen done? What kinds of things have you had done to you? What kinds of things have you done? You can stay anonymous. You don't have to tell us what the school is or when you went or anything like that. But we definitely want to get some examples of what's been going on.
Yeah, especially if you went to St. Paul, like Joe. Let's take one call here, and then we'll take some more calls in a minute with your hazing stories. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Did you go to St. Paul?
I did, but that was like decades ago.
All right.
And, you know, it was the freshmen, really. We threw cleats at them.
You threw cleats at them?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you heard that news report that we just played about stuff being thrown, and what came to your mind?
that, you know, they're probably... lining them up, throw, you know, paddling them. We didn't do that back then.
But, paddling them is kind of gay, isn't it?
Yeah, actually.
I mean, come on. But did you have this coach?
No, he actually left for like 12 years. He went, I think he coached down Torrance or something. So, but I had guys that played under him when I was going there.
So you went there, and what did you have to do? You just had to run a line, and they threw cleats at you at your head?
Well, actually, I don't remember them throwing them at me when I was a senior. We were throwing them at freshmen.
All right. Okay. So. Yeah, so you started it.
Yeah, I was one of the ones there. Yeah.
And this St. Paul and Santa Fe Springs, they are the swordsmen, is that right?
Yeah, St. Paul swordsmen.
So it's not only a football team, it's a gay porn name. It's both.
Maybe it's gone through a few changes since then.
Well,
yeah.
Now that they're paddling.
I mean, let's be honest. All right, Joe, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. We want your hazing stories. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday. We're talking about hazing. I guess hazing goes on in high school, goes on in college, goes on in the pros, goes on everywhere. Sometimes it makes news, like it did in Southern California this weekend, as the coaching staff, most of the coaching staff of St. Paul in Santa Fe Springs has been suspended. Some details are leaking out about what kind of hazing, but we want to hear what you've been up to at 1-800-520-1067. I think Jay in on line 5 may be a good one to start with.
All right. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Hazing, did it go on?
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. I live in California now, but what we had to do as new guys on the varsity team was called atomic sit-ups, where the new guys would be blindfolded and do a sit-up. But while you were doing that, the upperclassmen or varsity guys would be standing over your face, basically, with no pants on.
Oh.
Yeah, you can imagine where your nose ends up.
I love No, I can't. Oh. I can't figure that out for myself. There's a lot of gay stuff going on in hazing.
Seriously.
But because it's funny. That's why.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You don't want your nose there.
That's no. Not
anywhere else but there.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Esteban on line six, please. Esteban, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Tell us your hazing story, please.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
My story was I played water polo, and my coach actually got fired for this and led to, like, a huge investigation that shut out all hazing in that school. And what it was, they lined up, the upperclassmen lined up the underclassmen and just started chucking lemons with them, like, without their shirts on. So it was just little lemons just being shot at into their backs, into their stomachs. And at the end of the day, all the underclassmen had, like, bruises and marks all over their body.
Good right. times.
Now, what's the? Tell me what you think the point of that is. Is it to toughen them up? What are they trying to do?
I think it's to take out the weak and toughen them up. Because I remember when I was a freshman, the two guys upperclassmen actually admitted that they're trying to get me out because I was one of the weaker ones. So I always thought that you're just trying to weed out the weak ones because water polo is a tough sport.
But doesn't it? I mean, I know that nobody's thinking logically because they can haze, so they do haze. I get that, and it's fun. I get that. But doesn't it seem like the weak will be weeded out just in doing the work, just in not being able to keep up on the team?
Right. But I also think it was also a power trip that these guys, specifically these guys are like total dicks. Like, you know,
yeah,
this like this power trip that, you know, even though they were just a year older than us, they just had this trip that, you know, they could boss us around and do whatever they want.
And they did.
Exactly. If you got a little bit of power, you use it.
I think it serves another purpose, too, that as opposed to just weeding out the weak. Because, like you said, I mean, it's already...
The strong laugh.
It already happens in, like, super macho places where there's typically strong guys there as is. I think it kind of asserts rank. And lets people know the chain of command, you know?
You're beneath me?
Right, like you're letting the kids that are being introduced into something new, you're letting them know right away that they're inferior to you and that there is this right. kind of like chain of command going on.
And you
on.
Know what? We're going to throw lemons at you to prove it.
Let's take Mike real quick on line two. He's got military hazing for us, taking us out of high school. Hi, Mike. Thanks for hanging on. What happened, dude?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Yeah, there's countless kinds of hazing in the military. I think the most famous or the most that guys could relate to is the pinning. And,
the pinning?
That's when you get promoted to a new rank, they pin your rank on your collar, but the person who's pinning you will accidentally forget to put the backings on the pin.
Ouch.
And then once the ceremony is over, guys will line up to shake your hand and congratulate you on your promotions. And if they're your rank or above, they get to hit you in those pins and they push down into your collar.
Oh my God.
Just like dig their thumb into it and they'll press down. So it's not even, it's worse than getting hit. It's like the pin is just being pushed into your skin. And, you know, afterwards you got a bloody shirt and
good times.
I fortunately would never get promoted, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. But wow, bad deal. Thank you very much. And let's end with Amy. Let's do some girl hazing to take us out on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that? She's on line seven.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Where did the hazing take place for you?
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what sport?
And it was a dance team. So what would happen is the older girls would, for the nude dancers that were coming in, we'd kidnap them.
Did you say nude dancers?
No, new.
Sorry.
And we kidnap them the night before, dress them funky in their pajamas, keep them up all night, cover them in shaving cream, and then take them to school the next day and make them do a dance routine or cheer performance in front of the school in the morning.
But they knew it was you, right? I mean, you didn't like make them think they were really getting kidnapped.
No, they knew it was us. All we right. would call the parents ahead of time. The parents knew we were coming for the girls.
Nice.
The girls didn't know, and
parents would abandon them. Hey, Mom, Dad, where'd you go?
But this story doesn't end with a shower scene or anything. I mean, that's it.
Pillow
just peters
fight?
Out right there. Come on.
No, you're up all night. You don't sleep very much. So
right.
Who knows? Maybe you can't remember everything. You're delirious. Maybe there was a shower scene.
That's okay. What
that's
talking
how
about.
I prefer you. To think there was a shower scene.
Thank
all
you
right,
for working good. With us. We appreciate that.
Well, this is bad news. Spencer what? Pratt couldn't be more in the news lately.
Yeah. unfortunately, that's true. Let's talk to him.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
None of that is true. None of that is true, Spencer.
Yeah. Back in business, Spence Pratt in the studio today. Kevin and Bean rocking and rolling. All right,
right. But you're making stuff up. And in fact, why would anyone buy the tell-all book that you're shopping when clearly you're not going to tell the truth about anything?
Why would anybody buy the Bible? You know,
there's a difference.
No, there isn't, because this is just it's the story of a great man who changed society. As a whole, that's what he did. That's what this Jesus. Guy right here, I'm pointing
you.
At me.
Oh,
yeah. In fact, I am working on titles right now of my tell-all book, my autobiography, and I'm thinking I'm going to name it just The Sick Bible.
The Sick Bible.
The Sick Bible.
Because it's like the Bible, but way sicker. By the way, Linda.
Lisa.
Hey.
Hi.
Yep. How are you?
Good.
You know, you're just that auburn frosted succubus that you are. I congratulate you on trying to lose weight. Keep it up. All right.
Wow. She doesn't need to lose weight. Why would
she sure
say
does.
Nice
you need about 140 pounds.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. What do you,
Spencer, what did you do that you could write a book about? You were a tool, then you were a tool on TV, and now you're just a tool again. What's the story there?
Okay, let me go down the line right here. In fact, I have a copy of it in my hand.
Oh, all right.
Like a working copy. Chapter 1, Catching the Zodiac Killer.
What?
Very interesting, I would say.
You didn't have anything to do with Catching the Zodiac Killer.
The Fall of Saigon.
What are you talking about?
You weren't even born when Saigon fell.
Last man off the aircraft carrier. You don't know about that. What do you know about more? The Mekong Delta was hell.
You weren't there. I know you weren't there.
Developing the Fibonacci sequence. Chapter 3.
No, that wasn't you at all. Sure, you don't have anything to do with that.
My first tour with Chumbawamba.
You were in Chumbawamba?
I was.
Wow.
Was
why would you make that up? Why would you make up that you're in Chumbawamba?
Because after I got done with Three Dog Night,
yeah.
I was
in
Chumbawamba. I'm a bloodhound.
You're a bloodhound. Okay, is that the
I invented chapter? The name Charlie.
You didn't invent any name. Not any name.
I drew Papa Smurf.
What?
Okay, but you haven't done any of these things. Why do you just make
draw Papa Smurf?
Why do you make stuff up?
Because nothing
rooster.
Interesting is happening.
I'm a rooster.
You're
okay.
A rooster. All right. Yeah. Let's
is
move
that
on.
Chapters.
I don't know.
You're right about the sex tape because that's making the news today.
I invented skin.
You didn't.
I did.
How were you born with skin if you invented skin?
Chicken and egg. You know, look at me.
Chicken and egg? No.
I was robbed when I came to that copyright. The bottom line is,
skin is not copyrighted.
It's just like, it's just like Edmund Burke said. A long time ago.
What about the sex tape? Do you write about that?
Hey, the cows are coming home to roost and they're craving applesauce. You know?
No, I don't.
Kiss my grits, Flo.
What that means?
What about the sex tape? Look.
Is there a sex
tape? I'm a very powerful lover, and I like to videotape a lot of times when I'm making love with the ladies.
Supposedly, you're trying to sell it for $5 million.
That's right. And I'm amongst other things, I was the first fisherman to have a beard, and I'm also a philanthropist. Okay, and I'm going to use all the money.
You're none of those things.
All the money. That I gather from this sex tape with that horrible woman Heidi, and to give to impoverished children in Sweden who have bursitis and they need epidurals.
Okay, I'm confused by all of this. But what? I thought she was your beautiful Aryan princess. I thought your love was forever.
And by the way, if you're listening, Heidi, formerly Heidi Pratt, let your new life begin. Call 1-800-GET-SLIM because you are looking beefy. I think I saw a picture of her on TMZ or Us Weekly. She was like 110 pounds.
Were you with her? Wait, you're vomiting over 110 pounds? Uh-huh. Too thin.
Yeah. No, what? Too thin?
Yeah.
She looked like one of them Kardashian fats. Are you kidding me? Okay. Maybe you've put on weight because you let your standards slide as soon as you moved out of the Spence castle. But I understand. You're just a pig, and you need to crawl back to me and apologize and what?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Never mind. Say it.
But why?
Because I respect this radio show and the governing body of all radios.
You don't respect anyone or anything. There's no AC. ACT has nothing to do with radio.
All right, listen. We're out of time, but what do you think is going to happen with the sex tape? Are you going to be able to put it out there?
Look at it this way, Brenda.
Have you sold it, Bean?
I feel like at the end of the day, with all that I've accomplished as a massage therapist and an NBA superstar, I've earned the right for people to judge me for who I am as an adult actor. And you will see that.
You're none of the above, though. No, you have nothing to do with any of the above.
Oh, really?
None of it. You didn't invent the name Charlie?
Well,
for one thing.
Shave my chest and call me Shirley. I mean, I can't believe that you're going to look at me like that with those eyes, Kendall, and tell me after all that we've been through.
We haven't been through anything.
When you and I were in the news chopper in 83.
We weren't in any news chopper.
What?
What are you talking about?
Communism.
Is your man crush here yet? Have you seen the sis in the hallway yet, Ralph?
Not in run to the sis pro yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Because he's the man.
I know you love him. You love him so much.
I can't wait for Red Zone to come back on television. Andrew, of course, is the host of DirecTV's Red Zone, where he gives you the updates to every football game all day long.
Yeah, you keep it on the one channel, you can see every game.
It's like 10 hours of work for him.
It's incredible.
He gives you the highlights from every game and switches from game to game and keeps all the names and plays straight and everything. I still am blown away by the level of professionalism he exhibits.
I get tired watching every week. I mean, I sit there and just literally get tired.
We're doing one show, basically, at one time, and we suck at that.
Yes.
He's doing like 10 shows at one time.
You can't keep each other's names straight, let alone the names of... 40 different players on 40 different teams.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, and of course, the rest of the week, outside of Sunday, he's an excellent ESPN host, too. So he'll be joining us in a few minutes here on the Kevin Amin Show. Plus, the new one from Linkin Park is next. Now, Ralph has the showbiz beat on a Monday.
It is Monday, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. A lackluster box office this weekend. The number one movie only made $16.5 million, but it was enough to make The Expendables number one yet again this week. Right behind it was Vampires Suck, the hilarious parody of the Twilight series.
How was that, Kevin?
Didn't see it.
Wow.
Whoa. Looked terrible.
Our boy's growing up.
How dare you?
Here's the thing about parodies. You really only can appreciate them or have any interest in them if you are well-versed in whatever subject matter they are parodying.
Yeah.
So I have not seen any of the Twilight films, and if I went to see the parody of it, I really wouldn't get the jokes because I wouldn't know what they were making fun of.
But by all accounts, had you seen all of them, it was still horrible.
The originals or the parody?
The parody.
Yeah.
Was really poorly done.
But again, I think there's enough Twilight fans out there that they want to see anything even remotely related to.
Yeah, maybe.
Eat, Pray, Love was third. Lottery Ticket in its debut made $11.1 million, good enough to make it number four. The other guys came in at number 10. Then my pick for the weekend, Piranha 3D, only showed up in the number six slot.
That's not right.
It's not right at all. It's a wildly entertaining film.
Is Kelly Brook not naked enough?
Really, really fully naked.
And how long does that underwater sequence go on for?
Not long enough, but...
It's a big chunk.
It is really...
It goes on, and then they cut away, and then they come back, and it goes on, and then they go away, and then they come back, and it goes on.
Yeah, it's good old-fashioned TNA.
It sure is.
And bad things happen to Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell, I understand.
Very bad things.
Yeah, it's not good.
His penis is ill-used in that film. That's all I'm going to say. Nanny McPhee returned. No one cared. She came in at seventh this weekend, $8.3 million. The Switch, Inception, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World are the remainder of your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Heard you guys talking to Spencer Pratt.
Yeah.
Following up on what Harvey Levin from TMZ was saying this morning. There is footage of them together in Costa Rica.
Negotiating.
Well, here's the thing. Spencer dating. Claims he was there to drop off two dogs to Heidi that they owned together.
He had to go to Costa Rica
to bring her dogs?
Really?
Apparently the footage of the video shows them scattering the minute they realize there's a camera there to not look like they're in cahoots.
Unbelievable.
If you will.
So the whole thing's a scam.
Well, here's the thing. Spencer's already setting up a rapprochement between the two, I believe, by saying, I've given her an ultimatum. Either she tears up those divorce papers and does a reality show with me, or I'm going to release the sex tapes and embarrass her.
Oh, here we go.
So it seems like we're all being set up for yet another... Yeah. And the endless number of plot twists in the Heidi Spencer drama.
You look at the people who successfully pull off a murder-suicide pact, and you wonder, it can't be that hard, right? Why can't they do it?
They encourage it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lady Lahar
is in the news. Apparently TMZ.com has found that she has not been given permission to use the workout facilities at the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Hospital. And she's dying to hit the gym. Now that she's clean and sober. Apparently, okay. She has been making do by doing push-ups and sit-ups in her room. There's like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. She's got stacks of books she's doing dips on, and she's got tattoos on her back. Kill Nick Nolte. So apparently, she is desperate to start working out, but the doctors have not given her clearance yet to go into the gym. They also believe that it was her use of the drug Adderall that may have caused her to exhibit symptoms like someone taking coke or meth.
Yeah.
And they believe that she may have been misdiagnosed with ADHD, the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
And that explains why everyone thought she was taking everything else?
Right. She was diagnosed as having ADHD by a doctor who prescribed Adderall.
Right.
That drug caused her to exhibit the symptoms of someone who was doing blow or meth. And so they think maybe she was misdiagnosed and should be taken off the Adderall, which would make her just drunk, I guess, after that was.
Apparently she's off of all the pills and is doing fine, right? Is not suffering from withdrawal or anything like that. So they say she's fairly healthy.
What's the word on the street? Jessica Alba.
Oh, my God.
Knows how to use her feminine wiles. According to Star Magazine, she was recently pulled over for a speeding ticket, going a pretty good clip, apparently. The cops pulled her over. Cops saw it was Jessica Alba. They chatted. Yeah. She was released with a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come in the back of my squad car and let's talk about this. That's what I would have said if I was Officer Boner. What's my role in NYPD?
Giggity. Giggity.
Ricky Gervais, the hilarious Brit who created the sitcom The Office, and of course, extras on HBO as well, has sold the Office franchise. You know, he's got franchises of that show all over the world. There's something like a dozen versions of The Office all over the world being done. Of course, famously the American version, but it's been sold to many other countries, and they've got their own offices. He just sold one to Chinese TV.
Hey!
And they are developing a Mandarin version. And he says he's very excited to have his work shown in China.
Sure.
In the first episode, apparently someone fails in the office to make a sale, and they have to kill themselves. So that's rough.
They're going to run out of people.
Not really a comedy. I think they may misunderstand the premise. So far, it's been sold to Chile, France, Germany, Israel, Quebec, U.S., of course, the Great Britain version, and several other countries. So it's
so they all have to find their own Steve Carell boss.
Yeah, they all have to cast it and fill it. Huh. Interesting, huh? Have you seen the Justin Bieber commercial for Proactiv?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
A lot of people wondering why a star of his magnitude, and he is one of the most popular guys in the world right now, would do a TV commercial for an acne medication. Well, his manager tells Billboard.com, first of all, he uses it, and secondly, the $3 million paycheck probably had something to do with it.
Wow.
That's how they get those people.
$3 million.
They get a lot of high-profile celebrities.
What is Proactiv making that they could afford to pay these people those kind of numbers to do their commercials?
Yeah. He certainly will bring the right audience to that product, though. Teenagers who experience acne.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson apparently got the same deal when she did her commercial, $3 million.
Amazing.
Katy Perry and Avril Lavigne were paid just a bit less.
What?
I know. I refuse to believe Katy Perry ever had pimples, by the way.
That's right.
She's perfect. If she did have pimples, it would come out just little, like, chocolate kisses. Like Hershey's Kisses would come out of her skin. And you could just eat them because it would be so delicious. That's what I'm guessing. Today's celebrity birthdays. Shelley Long of Cheers is 61 years old today. Guitarist Dean DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots turns 49. Jay Moore, old buddy, is 40 years old today. Happy birthday, Jay. Ray Park of Star Wars and X-Men fame is 36. Scott Kahn from Entourage and the Ocean films.
Kahn!
Soon to be seen on Hawaii Five-0 on CBS this fall. He is 34. You know, he jacked up his ACL filming that show.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he really hurt himself bad, apparently. He had to have surgery. What kind of world are we living in where being an actor is as dangerous as being an NFL running back? You really shouldn't ever threaten your limbs just by doing some acting, should you?
No, that's weird.
Julian Casablancas of the Strokes is 32 years old. Kobe Bryant of the LA Lakers turns 32. And Rick Springfield, singer, actor, legend, good-looking fella, handsome.
Yeah.
Pride of Australia. Could not be a nicer guy.
Is he Australian?
He's Australian.
Who knew?
How about that? I did. He's 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Always a thrill to welcome our friend Andrew Siciliano to the studio, the host of the original and still the best Red Zone on DirecTV starting September 12th. Get it at DirecTV.com. Hey, Andrew, how are you, man?
Good morning, guys. You're too kind. And good morning, Linda, as well.
It's Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
So we don't have a sports guy on the Kevin and Bean Show, but we love sports, and we always look for opportunities to talk about, and there's so much going on right now in sports. And I want to start with Brett Favre, who, by the way, I don't remember. I watched his interview last night during the game. Yeah. I don't remember him being so slow and so inarticulate. What a boring dude that guy has turned into.
Don't you get the impression he doesn't want to be there?
I certainly got that impression last night.
I didn't see it.
Every interview, every press conference he has done, there's only been a couple. He's only been back a week. He looks like he doesn't want to be there.
But isn't it entirely up to him?
Of course it is.
He doesn't
want
to be doing the interviews, or he doesn't want to be in the league?
No, that he doesn't want to be there doing all of this.
He just wants to play.
I don't even know. No, I don't know that he wants to play. They had to drag him back. Well, I wouldn't be here if they didn't drag me back.
I mean, literally, am I right about this, Andrew? Literally, three or four guys from the team flew down to his home in Mississippi and essentially held him hostage until he agreed to come back as a favor to them. And Brett Favre even said afterwards, look, if I'd have known those guys were coming down, I just wouldn't have been at home.
He said I wouldn't have answered the door.
What?
Is he unable to say no?
He says, I didn't want to do it. I wasn't going to do it. And they actually had to stay the night. They thought they were going to put him on the plane and go back right then and there.
Is this a true story?
It's a true story. Yes. They stayed the night. His wife said there's no way he's getting on the plane. And then the next morning he woke up and said, all right, I guess $24 million. You pulled my arm. You twisted my arm. You pulled my leg. One of the two. I don't know.
Did they up the offer at that point?
He's getting more money. He accidentally, I think, admitted it last night during the Al Michaels interview. He didn't deny that he was getting more money. Michaels asked it in his question as a statement of fact, and he didn't shoot it down. He said, well, it was not the only factor. He doesn't look like he's having fun.
Now,
granted, look, he could hate doing interviews. I don't know. I'm sure when he's on the field, he's having fun. They have a Super Bowl team around him. Who knows what's going to happen?
It was interesting, though, in that interview during the game last night, and for folks who didn't see it, he was only in for 5 minutes or something, right? One completed pass, and then he got laid out.
Four plays, and he got drilled.
Drilled. Lost 10 yards, right?
Like, that's $24 million down the drain if he doesn't get up drilled on the final play.
But they interviewed him, and they were like, how do you feel about the season? You know, you lost, you got knocked out of the playoffs last year by New Orleans. That's where you guys are going to be opening this year. What's that going to be like in the Superdome? You know, it's kind of exciting as a football fan. I don't know. I've been around a long time. It doesn't matter. Play that game, play the next game. They're all the same. I mean, you're right, Andrew. It seemed like he just didn't want to be there.
They had to call, or he called, allegedly, two team meetings last week. The first one, the day after he got there, was to put aside any fear that he didn't want to be there. All right, I want to be here. And then the next one was after there was a report on Yahoo that said one of the reasons he didn't want to come back is because he hated the head coach.
Right.
So he had to call another team meeting, and that's not, by the way, a new story. It's been out there that he and the head coach don't get along. I really love the coach. He had to call another meeting. So two meetings in 6 days. What's that?
His team members have to go to those?
I don't know. He called the meeting. No. Yes, team meeting.
Team meeting.
Yes, not open to the media. And by the way, in the second team meeting, it was, I want this to stay in-house. And then it was leaked to a reporter. Likely by him, by the way.
Oh, my God.
The thought is by him that he leaked it.
What's happening? Is he a slave?
For $24 million?
But I mean, yes,
he's got some sort of problem with saying no.
He does have some sort of problem.
They showed up at his house and spent the night.
Yeah, kidnapped him.
It's like, knew it would work.
What's happening?
It sounds like a 14-year-old girl, doesn't
it? Does.
Yes.
Yeah. But aren't you glad he's playing, though, Andrew?
Football's better when he's playing. Can we all admit that? You can love to hate him or hate to love him, but football's better when he's playing. And don't just believe me.
If he wants to be.
Ratings go up. Look at the numbers. I mean, I'm not trying to sell anything. Numbers go up when Brett Favre plays football. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Everyone now, makes money.
Unless they think he's being held captive.
Which sounds like a reality.
We haven't, as a casual observer, I haven't had a chance to study the teams. And, of course, you don't see much in preseason, especially in the first two. But is there anyone that you're excited about in particular this
anyone
year?
Any that teams I'm excited that, about.
Any teams that that you think are on the up that we should be keeping our eyes peeled for?
The flavor of the summer, partly because it's A, Mark Sanchez's team, and we got a bunch of SC fans here, and B, because they're on Hard Knocks on HBO, which through two episodes has been probably their best effort ever, is the Jets. But I don't know. Something tells me that team's going to implode. They have a foul-mouthed head coach. They have way, way, way too many stars to everyone's ego into one locker room. I'm not saying they're going to be a bad team. They made a nice run last year. They beat the Chargers in San Diego, which most people can do in the postseason. Mark Sanchez, great story. Yeah. But he has not looked that good in any way whatsoever. And he really didn't look that good last year. He admits it. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He's got to get better.
Right.
And we assume he will get better. But there's a lot on his shoulders. And without Darrell Revis, I'm not sure that this team is going to be the team everyone thinks they're going to be.
Are the Saints going to do as well?
I think they are. Their defense was the huge question mark last year, and Greg Williams, their defensive coordinator, deserves a medal. He deserves a huge raise. Actually, their head coach...
Do they give out medals?
They don't, but in New Orleans, they might. They're going to have another parade for them before the opener against the Vikings on that Thursday the 9th.
They're going to have a
another
Super Bowl
parade.
Congratulations
on the way to the first game of the season. They like parades in New Orleans.
They do like
parades. And don't they have a big kickoff concert, too? Like Taylor Swift is playing and some other acts?
And I think Dave Matthews, too.
Dave Matthews, I think you're right.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah, he's at Hollywood Bowl tonight. Yes. Right?
What's new on Red Zone DirecTV this year?
The cool thing about it this year is, in years past, we have done
hold
two
that thought.
Levels.
We have to take a break.
You do that.
We do. We have to take a break. I'm sorry.
You're a bad person.
I know.
Grown-ups are trying to talk here.
We'll talk some more pro football.
Our friend Andrew Siciliano, ESPN radio personality, is in our studio here on the Kevin Bean Show. Of course, also the host of the Red Zone DirecTV. I was surprised to see on your Twitter the other day that you're doing rehearsals for Red Zone.
Yeah.
I would think that, I don't know, for whatever reason, I didn't expect that.
We got to kick the tires, you know, get back into it. We actually, you know what, have a brand new studio, like spanking new,
well,
ridiculous.
That's what was nice, wasn't it?
This thing is beyond nice. I mean, I get emotional. It's that cool. It is that. We have a 103-inch monitor over my left shoulder. We have a tower of TVs behind me, kind of like a Times Square feel,
like
without
heaven.
People lining up for tickets at 8 in the morning. And then on the other side, we have the normal wall of TVs. It is, honest to God, if I could put a bed there, I wouldn't leave.
Wow. And you, and you do put in a catheter. A lot of people don't realize this, but 8 o'clock Sunday, you put in a catheter so you don't have to pee, right?
Right, which is how I explain the marks on my arm to people when I go out at night. Exactly. That's a catheter, and that's how we get through the day.
You have made some changes. I don't know, you don't have all the details at your fingertips, but there was a two-tier system. Now there's a one-tier that's a one-price-fits-all kind
the
of deal
most
now.
The important thing is, if you get Sunday ticket, you get Red Zone, period. In years past, it's been you get Sunday ticket. If you want to pay more, you get HD, and you get Red Zone. One price.
Okay.
You get all of it this year. So everybody gets to see our show.
That is DirectTV.com. All right, let's turn our attention from the NFL to, I know Kevin hates the baseball, but this Roger Clemens story blew up in a major way last year. And my first question, well, first of all, bring people up to speed maybe who haven't been following this ongoing investigation, Congress versus the Rocket.
All right, a couple of years ago, they called a bunch of these guys in before Congress. It's basically a steroid witch hunt. They didn't have to do it, but they did. And Clemens wasn't subpoenaed. He volunteered to go to Washington. That's the most important thing from all of this. He volunteered to go to Washington because this guy wants to clear his name. And they have one of his former trainers there who says he has bloody gauze and he has needles and that he injected him for years and it was HGH as well. And then one of his former teammates, Andy Pettit, went up there and said, yeah, I took HGH and so did Roger. And Mr. Clemens, what do you have to say for yourself? Nope, didn't do it. And adamantly pounded the table, said he didn't do it, said of his teammate, quote, he misremembers. Okay, I think he misremembers. He didn't have to go there. Now they're going to get him on perjury because they said they have a mountain of evidence.
In front of Congress.
In front of Congress.
And what does that have? What,
jail.
What does that do to a person?
Federal jail. Federal prison. If
even now, even now that he's been, what's the word? He wasn't subpoenaed. He was charged? What happened last
week?
He
has been indicted.
Indicted,
for
okay.
perjury, lying
and
to Congress.
Still, he still says no. He said, I mean, he went to his Twitter page over the weekend and said, I absolutely did not use HDH. I did not use steroids. Exactly. They are wrong, right?
He also did one radio interview and said, again, he didn't do it. He's not going to get into specifics. Supposedly, there might be some technicalities. It's Congress. It's not your normal case here.
Why is Congress involved in this at all?
It's a good question.
Because we've solved all other problems in this country?
They could be going after Maxine Waters or Charlie Rangel, couldn't they?
Yes. Yes, they could and should. Yes.
But let me counter with this. If one goes before Congress and blatantly lies, should they not be held accountable?
They should.
They absolutely should.
Exactly.
You should not be dumb enough to volunteer.
Exactly. I think unless you can prove that every single member of Congress has lied about something in the last week.
That's another issue.
Well,
that's
I mean, come on. Who are they to judge?
But it sounds like there's a lot of proof in this case if there are needles and blood and everything else. Don't they have his DNA and all that?
Allegedly. But he supposedly took him out of a trash can. I mean, it's such a stupid story. The fact that the greatest pitcher of our generation is likely going to jail here.
Is that likely going to happen?
They say it could happen.
Wow.
But here's the other thing. He has, many people believe, gone OJ. Meaning, he's said this for so long, he now believes it. That's why they think he went to Congress and was willing to do it.
He convinced himself.
Well, it's a theory. That he's convinced himself that he didn't do it.
Like Pete Rose with the betting.
Like Pete Rose. Well,
For 25 years, he said.
Gambler and a compulsive
liar. Is it common knowledge that he did it? I mean, is it...
Is it common knowledge? A lot of people thought he was, but a lot of people thought they all were. He wasn't any different than the others. Now, like Barry Bonds, he was able to, late in his career, still perform at the absolute peak. When all these old-timers... Henry Aaron, Willie Mays, all those guys back then, when they got old, they got old.
Yeah.
These guys, when they get old, they get better.
Yeah.
Which is what Clemens did.
Which is a sign that he probably was using.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't follow.
Exactly. Now, look.
What about his former best friend, Annie Pettit, though? Will he be willing to testify against Roger Clemens?
Well, he already did. Right? So it's a perjury. I'm not the lawyer here, but it's a perjury trial. So I don't think they need to call these people back, do they?
Oh,
they just
have
to prove that he lied. Pettit already did go before Congress and said what he said. He also gave depositions. So they have that information already from Pettit. And by the way, it's been forgotten in New York about Pettit. He's pitching the Yankees to another World Series and nobody cares.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because he told the truth, as far as we know it.
Wasn't Roger Clemens the same guy who had that relationship with that 15-year-old girl, too?
You mean 15?
15-year-old girl, the country singer,
Mindy McCready.
Mindy McCready, he was the same dude, right?
That whole thing is sorted. Yeah.
Oh,
they claim that nothing, or he claims that they were friends when,
Paging Chris Hansen.
I'm staying out of it,
He's a delight.
He does seem like a good guy.
And he won like 350 games. I mean, the guy's amazing.
7-time Cy Young winner. Yeah, exactly.
He was unstoppable. But if you look at his career, his last 3-4 years in Boston, he really wasn't that good. He was injury prone. He gets to Toronto, which is allegedly where he began to do it all. Then all of a sudden, he's like 42-11 in 2 years in Toronto, something like that.
Maybe just the Canadian air. You ever think about
Canadian
that?
Canadian air.
I think baseball needs drugs. I think that they should allow it for everyone, and it'll speed things up. Maybe
because
even meth.
You hate baseball, and you think you need to be on it to enjoy it.
Maybe even meth. I don't know. I'm just saying it would make the game interesting.
Kids don't do meth.
Right. Imagine how fast the games would be if everyone was doing meth, though. They'd be 45 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
You hate
baseball. It'd be like watching SportsCenter.
You
just see highlights. I'm not a big fan.
Hey, can I say this about baseball, though?
Yes.
Vin Scully's coming back next year.
Yeah.
Which is the best news I have heard all year of any kind.
He's the announcer, of course, for the Dodgers. How many years has he been calling
this? This will be his 62nd season next year. He will be 83 this fall.
62 years with the same organization.
Came with them from Brooklyn. And he is as good as he is the greatest baseball broadcaster to ever grace the mic. And we are blessed, if I can go that far, in Los Angeles to hear him every day. I would listen to him read lottery numbers. He's that good.
He does have an amazing delivery that you can't
He says things people haven't said in 20 years. So far out of the lexicon, and he will say them. And
hey,
just
I get
make
made fun of
good.
For that.
Yeah, well, you do, but you're not Vin Scully. That's different.
Yeah. You're not Vin Scully.
You're not.
Well, Andrew, you're going to head down to your ESPN radio studio now, and you're going to pretend to be a broadcaster, a man in the same profession as Vin Scully. I want you to think about that as you crack the mic later on today.
I cannot hold his coffee.
All right. In Los Angeles, please check out our friend Andrew from 11 to 3 on ESPN 710 and across this great land of ours, I guess. I don't know. And the Red Zone DirecTV channel, of course, returns for reals on September the 12th. Get on it, people. DirecTV.com or call 888-777-2454. Sis, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming in.
Love you guys.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in on a Monday. Got a bunch of reasons for you to go to kevinandbean.com all the time, but particularly today. One is at the end of last week, we gave a new car, thanks to our friends at Galpin, Bo Bachman and the Galpin folks, a new car to Annabelle Ward, who was that awful, that terrible victim of a car accident that Ralph witnessed a couple years ago. You have to see the video of her getting her new car and how happy she and her little daughter are. And God bless Bo Bachman for helping us out with that. It's amazing. So nice. The other thing is you can go there and check out, we're trying to help Miss Cleo raise some money for her breast cancer walk that's coming up on September the 11th. If she gets to $2,000, she will do those jumping jacks she promised us. Woo! And I think we all win if that happens. And the other reason is, and Kevin, I know you couldn't be more excited, a very special edition of the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup is now posted.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Here's the thing about videos on the internet. You never know, like, if you're the last person to it, if everyone else has already seen it.
Sure.
But I discovered a guy that I hadn't seen before on FARC.com, which is a great site for odd stories, for video stories, showbiz, everything. And it's a guy named James W. Gregory Jr. Now, you might have heard of him. You might have seen all his videos. I don't know. I never did before hearing him announce his presidency for the United States of America. And he's like a 70-year-old man with no front teeth. And
seriously?
Yes. And he's crazy. And this is where he announces that he is going to run for president. He's not exactly sure when the next election is, but...
I, James W. Gregory Jr., is announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. This is breaking news. I do need support for the next time, you know, the presidential election happens.
In whatever that is.
2000 and what? It's 2011. What is it? 2012. No, 2012.
So that's that guy.
Okay. How is it?
TV
how is it breaking? Yeah, he.
It's breaking
all
news.
Of his videos, Lisa, are so low budget. First of all, it's just him in front of sometimes a friend's laptop. But yeah, he doesn't make any effort to make it look good. And yeah, there is a television set on in the background for during his announcement. And he doesn't give you any reasons why he's running, any reasons why you should vote for him. Just he has to break in at that second to
breaking
let us know
news.
That he's up for it.
I am running for the presidency of the United States of America.
Whenever that is.
So apparently people started commenting on his videos, and this is where it gets good because guys like him get super, super, super annoyed when smartasses, you know, make comments.
Uh-huh.
Like, I bet he just likes, you know, underage girls. Mm. Oh, that sets him off.
To that site that says that I like little girls, you're a bunch of sick, losing, antichrist, freakish, nutcase, liars of your... lying devil, father, the devil.
What?
You're jealous. You're a bunch of freaks. If you don't take that down, we are coming after you. I only love women 25 and up. Thank you very much.
So he answers his critics there.
We're coming after you.
We're coming after you,
doesn't
Antichrist.
Doesn't he need a little tougher skin, though, if he's going to be president? You can't really go off the rails by a couple of yahoos that post on an internet chat board, right?
He continues... to go off on people who post things. And here's the beauty of a guy like this. Once you get him rattled, it's endless. So people just start putting comments up to make him angry because then it's funny. Like the little ginger kid that would go off.
You bunch of freaks, nutcases, losers, liars, antichrist, homosexual terrorists. Repent. Repent from your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save your soul. And you'll go to heaven when you die. Otherwise, the burning, fiery hell is coming to get you.
Now, I wasn't aware that it worked that way. I thought you went to hell. But
no,
apparently,
the hell comes
burning,
to get you.
Burning, fiery hell is coming to get you.
Yes.
So it's going to knock on your door, and one day it's just going to be there. So you need to repent. Now, He fancies himself a kung fu master. So he does a kung fu demonstration. And it's spectacular because he's like 70 and he backs up from the camera so you can see. And he does these ridiculous, like he's just learned them online yesterday moves of karate.
I've been practicing and studying kung fu for more than 30 years. Eagle Claw Kung Fu. And here's a small kung fu demonstration from me, James William Gregory Jr. Do not attempt these moves by yourself if you're not trained for them.
So he's just now moving like he's seen maybe like one time in a Karate Kid movie or something. He really doesn't know what he's doing.
Don't do this unless trained.
Right.
He's kind of if Napoleon Dynamite grew up. Yes. That's what this guy is.
Yes. So then he starts hitting himself in the chest just barely. I mean, I'm not even sure he can feel it.
I see how I'm hitting my chest? If I hit somebody that hard, they're down so quick. They wouldn't even know who hit them.
Are you kidding? That guy gets my vote. I want him to be president.
This is the best.
Isn't he awesome?
Yes.
James W. Gregory Jr. Go to KevinandBean.com for the internet roundup. Here's the final one. I believe this is an original song. He'll tell you it is that he has written about Los Angeles, which is where he used to live before he moved to New York. He has a new mistress now. And whatever you do, do not steal this song.
I got married to my favorite girl, but now she has left me. Goodbye to L.A. Hello, New York City. I got on the air with my own shows. Radio, cable, TV, and worldwide TV on internet. But now it's time to go. Goodbye to L.A. Hello, New York City. That's it. I wrote the song, sung it, produced it, I own it, don't try to steal it.
We can't steal that!
Darn it, we were so close.
We wanted that so bad.
Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, it is 8:57.
What about Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat on a Monday Kevin and Bean show?
Speaking of showbiz, I want to thank all of our listeners who came out to see Kevin Smith and myself at the Smod Castle to see Hollywood Babylon, our first podcast. Sold it out in record time, by the way. Record time.
Is that up? Where can I get that?
It won't be up till later this week. I think Wednesday, I want to say. Right. iTunes and at smodcast.com or viewaskew.com, Kevin's websites. You can find it there. But sold it out in the fastest in Smod Castle history. I'll have you know we sold out that first show.
It's been open like...
Years.
A week.
Years and years.
Been open like
hundreds of years.
You were like the third show in the whole history of the place, right, Ralph?
Started during the Civil War.
Wow. And it's like 40 seats.
50, first of all. Second of all, started in the late 1800s.
But it's not the it's not the Rose Bowl. You do know that, right, Ralph?
It's not even the Rose Garden.
No.
But we just sold out this week's.
No way!
Thursday night, sold out.
How do you do that?
Sold out. That's all I'm saying. This week is Thursday, and then next week it'll be Friday again. We're trying to do it every Friday night. So go to smodcastle.com and come on by and hang out with us, because we had a great time. And as if there wasn't enough, that it's Kevin Smith, who's wildly entertaining, and me riding his coattails. No Kevin and Bean whatsoever.
Yeah.
None.
Kevin so no one, no one zero. To keep it on track.
Zero. Yeah. Yeah. Basically. No one to run the clock the way you guys do.
Hey,
douchebags.
Freed from the FCC constraints of commercial radio.
Yes. That's gloriously fun.
I was wondering how your language is affected by that.
It is freed.
Is it spicy?
I'm not Dr. Laura, don't get me wrong. But
okay.
I was significantly less encumbered,
yeah.
Okay, if you will.
I understand.
With my language than I am here on this little dog and pony.
Because I will tell you that Ralph often thinks of jokes during the showbiz beat that he will be fired and if he actually were to say them out loud.
I get it half out, and then I go, I can't say that, and I just stop. Yeah. Don't have to stop when you're on a podcast, which is wildly entertaining. We explored the potential of the underwater scene with Kelly Brook and Riley Steele from Piranha 3D to greater length, greater detail than we could have had we talked about it on this show.
Oh, that was such a good scene.
Yeah.
And we can't say any more about it.
No, really. No. Just that they're naked in 3D. But we launched into a lengthy conversation about lesbian sex and what we think the differences were between men and women and men and men and women and women. It was quite entertaining. I just will warn you that if you're coming to show this week, Thursday night,
We did about an hour and a half last week because there was another program following us that we had to clear the theater for so then we could get this audience out and the new audience in. There is nothing following our show on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
So you may not be available Friday?
That's what I'm saying. I may still be speaking Friday morning when the show starts. I'm just giving everybody the heads up. All right, let's talk about the top 10 movies of the box office this weekend, shall we? The Expendables, number one yet again this week. But just with $16.5 million, not a great big number, but good enough to keep it at number one. Vampires Suck in its debut made a little over $12 million. Eat, Pray, Love was third. Lottery Ticket was fourth. The Other Guys came in at five. Piranha 3D that we've been talking about that we enjoyed so much was sixth at the box office this weekend.
Go see that.
Bean, what did you think? When you, I know you were planning on going. You kept saying, oh, I'm finally going to see my first 3D movie. I'm very excited.
I didn't technically make it this weekend to Piranha 3D.
Oh, you didn't technically make it?
But I do plan on seeing it maybe as early as today.
Sure.
I'm not going today.
I might make it today.
Oh, I can tell you that, although Bean didn't see it and won't, that I saw it and it's great.
Yes, and I saw it and it's great. And
it's so one of the most fun movies of the summer.
You can take our words for it. I may go today with, my with my summer cold.
I can go leave the island this weekend, and it is not playing on the island, so I didn't have the option to see it. So
right, well, but if it's not on the island, can't
right.
See
but
there's a major metropolitan city nearby, where
and
you
that's
could
where
see
I may try to go today. I'm just saying, if I make it to the mainland, then right, yeah, I'm going to see the movie.
Yeah.
Wow. If I make it to the mainland.
What, you have to swim?
Sounds like it.
No, there's a boat, but...
Well, stop it.
Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Howell will lend you some money, Gilligan. And...
It's weird because the Harlem Globetrotters were able to get on the island, but I can't get off. What's going on?
You can program a robot to train to Hawaii and get a message back to the mainland.
I think you have to officially stop telling us what you're interested in seeing.
I really know this one. No, but this one I'm going to go.
I really am. It's 9:02 already. Natty McPhee returns with seventh in The Switch, Inception, and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Those are your top 10 movies at the box office. I've got so much stuff to talk about. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I got some.
Save it for Thursday night.
I got some. Don't think I won't. I've got some Jersey Shore news that's going to make your head explode.
Well, give that to us at least.
Okay. This is from Hollywood Reporter, okay?
All right.
Predicted earnings for.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Predicted earnings for Michael Sorrentino, a.k.a. The Situation.
Mm-hmm.
Predicted earnings this year.
This year.
This, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Endorsement deals, business opportunities, additional TV offers based on the success of the show, which I mentioned today. It was wildly popular. 5.5 million viewers last week, right? $5 million is what it's expected to earn this year. The Situation.
Survey says, you.
Situation's going to make $5 million. Suck on that for a while. See how that tastes.
That's painful.
Yeah. With doo-doo on it. It's painful with doo-doo on it.
Oh, yeah, wow.
My head bled a little bit when I read that. Just out of like the nose and ears.
Think about all the stars of the world who don't make $5 million in a year. I mean, really like talented, hardworking actors on TV and in movies who don't make $5 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday, Shelley Long is 61 years old. She had a lovely, long-lasting career on Cheers, 61. Rick Springfield also turned 61. Dean DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots is 49. Our buddy Jay Moore is 40. Ray Park, who was Darth Maul in Star Wars Episode 1. He appeared in X-Men 3. Very talented martial artist and actor. He is 36 years old. Scott Kahn from Entourage this season and Hawaii 5-0 in the fall. 34 years old today. Julian Casablancas of the Strokes is 32. And Kobe Bryant, Lakers guard.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph Garman is here with a final look at the showbiz beat on a Monday Kevin and Bean show. Ralph, what's going on?
Well, because it's Monday, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. And once again, Sylvester Stallone and his band of octogenarian mercenaries have come in at number one. The Expendables, number one at the box office this weekend. But they didn't make too much money, quite frankly. It made less than $20,000.
That's not
$20 million. I'm sorry. Where's the actual number? It's here someplace.
Wasn't it around 16, I think you said?
I've lost 16 my million. Sheet. Yeah, it was a little over $16 million. That was number one at the box office. Number two was Vampire Suck, a little over $12 million. Eat, Pray, Love came in at number three with a little under $12 million. Lottery Ticket was fourth. The Other Guys was fifth. Then Piranha 3D, the movie we were most looking forward to this weekend, came in at number six with $10 million.
I enjoyed that so much.
I did, too. It was very fun.
Bean, how'd you like it?
I haven't made it yet. I plan to go maybe this week.
And now we're down to this week.
I couldn't do it to take the puppies to the beach.
I think that was code. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. That's not a euphemism. I literally took the puppies to the beach.
Danny McPhee? That's a different movie. Manny McPhee returns. Came in at number 7. Then The Switch, which in its debut made $8 million.
Ouch.
That's not big.
Yeah. Is Jennifer Aniston a movie star?
Yes.
She
well,
is?
They put her in a lot of movies. I know that.
I don't know why, but yeah. I mean, wouldn't you answer that yes?
I would.
But no one seems to want to see her in movies. No one goes to her movies.
Isn't that the definition of star, though, Kevin? If she's not only in a movie, but she's popular in a movie?
But if they're paying her $20 million to be in movies or whatever,
I think she's a movie
her.
Actress. I think you can make that claim.
Yeah.
All right.
Inception was 9th, then Scott Pilgrim versus the World came in at $5 million, made it number 10. Another movie I don't understand why more people aren't seeing.
I like
so
that
entertaining.
Too.
Great film. So, go figure. You know, last week we were talking about the auction for all of the props, costume, and set pieces from the legendary TV series Lost.
Mm-hmm.
They were having it here in Los Angeles, down in Santa Monica, at the Barker Hangar. And I've got the numbers in from what certain items went for
at
the auction, which I thought might be interesting. As you know, I'm a collector of memorabilia. I've got an extensive collection of 60s and 70s Batman memorabilia, including some pieces from the TV series. I got a few set pieces and some costume stuff, which is pretty high-end stuff. It's expensive. And I thought some of the numbers that I had seen in my life were big until I saw what some of these items were going for. The big item, the big ticket item, of course, was always going to be, they planned on it, the Dharma van that Hugo drove around on the island.
That blue...
The blue Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Minivan, minibus, rather. $47,500 it went for.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The second place big ticket items were Faraday's journal. Daniel Faraday kept a journal with all his notes in it.
Okay.
That journal went for $27,500.
Wow. Was there anything in the journal that was actually relevant to the show?
I think that's why people bought it, because they thought maybe they could figure out the show better if they saw Daniel's notes about traveling to and from through time.
That's absurd.
Tied at that mark for $27,500 was the lighthouse wheel. Remember the wheel that had all the names on it with the mirrors that Jack smashes? But up in the lighthouse, that was Jacob's way of looking into the lives of the people who were candidates on the island?
No, I don't remember that at all.
That's how he would see them. He'd be able to see them in their homes, in their lives, looking into those mirrors. Jack sees his old house in that mirror.
You can yell at him and keep telling him.
I'm taking
it's like beating a developmentally disabled child. It's not going to help him learn. It's just going to get your own frustration out.
Yelling at Reggie to read The New Yorker at this point. That's what's happening.
How dare you?
Anyway, that also went for over $27,000. The donkey wheel, the frozen donkey wheel, the donkey wheel that moves the island.
Yeah.
Yes.
Went for almost $30,000.
Kevin, you remember they were on an island, right?
I do. That's how Ben moved the island. He moved that giant donkey wheel in the cold room.
What about, like, the computer that they punched in the numbers and stuff?
I would think that would be higher than the...
The computer at the Swan Station went for $19,200.
That seems like
just a hair under $20,000.
Compared to the others, I guess.
Yeah.
The Swan Station hatch door, $19,000. Hurley's Camaro that he drives around in when he wins the lottery.
Oh, right.
$24,000.
They painted banana yellow?
Maybe they painted Grabber Orange if they wanted to look like my car. The lost pilot script signed by J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof, $18,000.
Wow.
That's the first thing of interest that I think I would have wanted.
But that's a script. That's just a script.
Oh, for the
pilot. Yeah, I know, but for the pilot,
it's paper.
Right? Yeah.
It's paper with autographs on it. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's not something that you saw on TV.
Right, but the journal is less than that.
Yeah, but it's almost the same as the computer.
Oh, yeah.
What about the pieces of the plane? That's what I would have been interested in.
A large piece of fuselage, only $9,000.
Oh, I should have bought it.
Yes, you should have.
I should have bought that.
You know Charlie's piece of a plane? Drive shaft rings, his DS on the ring?
Yes.
That was his personal ring? $10,800.
Oh, my God.
For the dry shaft ring.
Now, Ralph, you're a collector. These people are going to have to go, I swear to God, this is the ring from Lost.
I know.
I mean,
well,
that's
you get a certificate of authenticity and stuff when you buy this stuff at auction. So you got paperwork to back it up.
Is Charlie's guitar on there?
I know they sold it, but I don't see it here on the list in terms of what it went for. You know what else was a big high ticket item, surprisingly? Remember the key that Desmond wears around his neck, the failsafe key to turn off the electromagnetic blast in the Swan Station?
Right.
$13,200 for that key.
You never know, you might need that key.
Yeah. So it was interesting what people were interested in getting. A 12-pack of Dharma beer went for $5,000.
No. Dharma beer. Pretty cool.
Some of the things that thought would get more that didn't. Locke's wheelchair. $3,250.
That's it?
That's all. Charlotte and Faraday's satellite phones went for $3,000. And a uniform from Mr. Cluck's Chicken Shack. The chicken franchise that Hurley starts with his money.
Now we're talking.
Went for $900. So you can check that out. So.
How about Shannon? Did they auction her off?
They did not, Shannon.
Oh, too bad.
Shia LaBeouf says he's spoken to Steven Spielberg about the fifth Indiana Jones film.
Oh, God, no.
It's in the works.
Is that how they should make one?
He's good.
No, Shia said. Shia said Spielberg has already pitched him the idea for the film, and he said it's crazy and really cool.
Oh, no.
These aliens come back down to Earth.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know. But here's the thing. The last Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the one we're all mocking and said was no good, made $800 million worldwide.
It did?
Worldwide.
Wasn't it pretty good until the end?
It was great until you saw the spaceship, and then you went, no!
Yeah, it got a little funky
it was
at the end.
Terrible at the end.
Speaking of franchises that have gone on and on and on and on, the Addams Family. Something Kevin and Bean know of intimately because they were the hosts
of the
Addams Family Thanksgiving Day Marathon here locally in Los Angeles.
Now you're thinking of Mark and Brian.
Don't make me pull out the tape because I will do it.
I will play some
fester jokes that you guys made and we'll see whether it was you or not.
What's up, Holmes?
Yeah. Maybe it was us.
It was you, yes. Of course, it started out as a cartoon, and then it became a TV series in the 60s, then it became the movies, right? Then it went on Broadway. They did a Broadway musical version of the movies. Well, now it's just been announced. Tim Burton says he is going to do a stop-action animated film based on the Addams Family, and he's going to do his own version for the big screen. So, more Addams Family stuff. Yeah, and he's great at producing those stop-motion animation stuff. Coraline, I thought, was excellent. And of course, A Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic. So.
Ralph, wasn't it syndicated after it left the network?
No. It was on another network. And now everyone is talking about the hottest role in Hollywood for young actresses. It was the girl with the dragon tattoo with that film.
Right.
Now they're saying the big competition is for who will play Peter Parker's girlfriend in the upcoming reboot of the Spider-Man franchise.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Apparently Emma Roberts. Mm. Is the front runner, Julia Roberts' niece, Eric's daughter, to play either Gwen Stacy or Mary Jane Watson, depending on which way they go with the character. But this looks like she's front runner to play the new girlfriend.
Okay,
so you got that. Today's celebrity birthdays: Kobe Bryant is 32 years old today. Julian Casablancas of The Strokes is 32. Scott Kahn from Entourage, Oceans, and soon to be seen in Hawaii 5-0. He is 34 years old. Ray Park, Star Wars and X-Men star, is 36. Jay Moore, our buddy, turns 40. Dean DeLeo, Stone Temple Pilots, is 49. Rick Springfield and Shelley Long both celebrate their 61st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have Stacey Keibler.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Talking about fantasy football draft.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I go south quick.
You heard him.
And ask an inmate.
Ooh.
Plus,
are we going inside? Are we going inside?
We're going inside.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
we are, as a matter of fact.
And, don't tell Aaron Lewis.
Kim Jong-il's Facebook page all tomorrow morning. All new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett has 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.